This is Contra Radio Network, internet radio for the discerning prepper and patriot.
It's time for the show, MLM, the good, the bad, and the truth, with your host, Daniel J., explaining all things MLM. And here he is, your host, Daniel J.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to MLM, the good, the bad, the truth. My name is Daniel J., and I am your host with the toast. And I don't actually have any toast. But yesterday, me and my 9-year-old daughter, we were watching a show, and it taught us you can't untoast toast. Once you have toast, it don't go back to bread. And for me, this was like learning the power of residual income. You know, once I learned there was something called residual income and that there's an option besides that you don't have to go to corporate America. You don't have to be a cog in the corporate wheel your entire life. I could never go back. You know, you couldn't untoast that toast. And that's why we are here today. I am on a mission to create residual income. And my chosen path to do that is network marketing, our multi-level marketing. And what we're going to do is we're going to dive deep into the depths of network marketing. I mean, this isn't snorkel territory. This is get your scuba gear on. You better get some sort of certificate. Because if you're not prepared, you could get hurt. And, you know, I don't know if a lot of people are ready for this kind of truth about network marketing. You know, what we're going to cover today, though, in the first episode, we kind of talked about the history of network marketing. You know, what led us to where we are today with the network marketing industry. But today, I kind of want to talk about a little bit different side of the industry. You know, my entire life in network marketing, people always said, oh, you know, that sounds like a pyramid scheme, or oh, that sounds like a Ponzi scheme. And today, we're going to talk exactly what pyramid schemes are, what Ponzi schemes are, what network marketing businesses are. I'm going to give you all of the truth, all of the facts, and that way you can decide if this is still something you want to do. Because for me, I got it. I understood it. I was 14 years old. I overheard my dad, actually, being pitched a network marketing business. My dad saying no thank you. But in my mind, that was the most genius thing I had ever heard. And I knew I wanted to be a part of it. So it wasn't until about college, you know, around 2002, 2003, that I really started looking into these things online and trying to figure out, you know, how do I build the business? You know, how do I make money online? How do I become successful in network marketing? And for the next 16 years, truth be told, you could say I was stuck at the bottom of some pyramid scheme and I couldn't figure out why. You know, I always had this dream. I understood the concept. I saw people walking across the stage with these big checks. But everyone I talked to just always told me they weren't interested. You know, most people, all my friends and family just told me they thought it was stupid. And it didn't matter which product I had. You know, I had things that made water wetter. That's right. I had a product once that made water wetter. You know, I sold super juice. I've sold, you know, you name it, and I've done it. But for some reason, I could never find other people who were excited about it, other people who wanted to join. And, you know, for years, for 16 years, you know, the majority of my adult life, I'd been in and out of network marketing. And 2 years ago, I said, you know, I quit. You know, I'm done. You know, truth be told, after 16 years, I knew too much. I seen too much. I knew that 95% of the industry just completely fails to make no money at all. While 5% can just succeed. Well, I'd say maybe 1 or 2% can really just succeed no matter what business they do and just see results over and over again. And what do these top leaders do? And this is what we're going to talk about. This is what this whole radio show is based around, is the fact that for years I thought I was broken. For years I thought it was me. For years I thought it was my fault that I couldn't find success in this. When the truth is that nobody ever told me the truth. Nobody ever told me what it would really take to be successful in network marketing. And had someone have done that, I would have just done it and got it over with. But instead, I was always told it's going to be easy. Oh, just tell everybody. I mean, who doesn't know two people who want to get rich, right? So the problem is with network marketing is that, you know, everyone has these broken strategies they're trying to market their business with, and they can never find anyone else who's interested. So people start lying about what network marketing is. You know, they start lying about the basics of multi-level marketing. So if we're going to go any further, we have to have a clear understanding and make sure we're on the same page about what we're talking about here when we say network marketing. And what network marketing is, it's people who buy and use products and build a downline of people who do the same. And if you take away any part of that, you don't have network marketing. You know, you find people are like, oh, you know, I don't like sales. So in my network marketing business, we don't sell anything. How do you, you know, that was one of my first breakthroughs in network marketing. You know, if a company doesn't sell anything, if nobody buys anything, it's impossible to make money. So people have to buy some sort of product or service. Money has to exchange hands at some point in order for commissions to be made. The only way to make money and commissions in network marketing is people buying products and growing a downline of people who buy products, and that's it. So the truth is, you know, the majority of people, they're just not interested in that. And it doesn't matter if you tell, well, you don't have to sell in my network marketing business. You don't have to recruit anyone in my network marketing business. Well, then you don't have a network marketing business. And that's why 95% of people fail. You know, and I believe that there's people out there that if you told them the truth, if you said, here's what's required, you have to buy and use products and you have to grow a downline, but guess what? Instead of wandering around, pitching your friends and family, you know, wandering around the grocery store, you know, looking for smart people who keep their options open. You know, what if you could build an audience of people who are interested in doing exactly that? You know, instead of trying to convince not interested people that network marketing is something it's not, let's take network marketing for what it is and build an audience around that. And that's why, you know, you go to these webinars and there's trainings that go over objections and go over rebuttals like, you know, what do you say if they call it a pyramid scheme? And that's what we're going to talk about again here. We're coming up here and talk about exactly what a pyramid scheme is. But the truth is, the people who say this, they don't care if it's a legitimate business. They don't care if it's a pyramid scheme. They're just not interested. In my 16 years of network marketing, have I ever told someone about my business and they said, you know, I don't want to do that. That sounds like a pyramid scheme. Never have I been, well, actually, in 1979, the FTC ruled against Amway that, in fact, it is not a pyramid scheme, but in fact, it is a legitimate business opportunity. You know, I've never said that to anyone and have them go, oh, Well, you know, I didn't realize that. In that case, I'm totally in. You know, that's never happened. They're just not interested. And the fact is they're not interested because of the shape of it. They're interested because what most people do to build their business is stupid. They think, oh, do you want to join my network marketing business? And they think, do I want to call my friends and family? Do I want to sell all the people I love and care about some product? And people say, oh, don't worry. You know, it's not sales. This isn't selling. We just share with everybody. When people tell me that, I still don't know what that means. Because if you're just sharing it with everybody, you might as well build your business going door to door. You know, people tell me they wander around the grocery store and just talk to everybody. You know, why, you know, take all that out of the equation. Just go door to door to sell your product if you can find that many people interested. And the truth is, I would do it if it worked. If you told me, you know, you can spend 4 hours knocking on doors, you'll probably talk to 10 to 20 people, and 1 to 2 of those will be interested. If that plan worked, I would do it. But the problem is it doesn't work, and it's not duplicatable, and it doesn't matter what kind of, if you have a why that'll make you cry, it doesn't matter if you wrote your goals down, it doesn't matter what your product is if you don't have a strategy to grow it. And that's what we're coming up with. That's what we're going to talk with here, is those strategies. And that's why we're covering, you know, what a pyramid scheme is and what a Ponzi scheme is, so you can have an understanding of what network marketing is, so that you can grow your business in the right way. But before we get to that, we're going to have a word from our sponsor coming up first, and then we'll be right back with the show. Thanks. Hey everybody, this is Daniel J. And as you know, this show is sponsored by HB Vitality. And in my opinion, this is the only network marketing team that has the trifecta for success. I mean, it has a company people want to join. It has a team system that actually duplicates and helps grow your downline for you. But most important is it trains you how to have your breakthrough in network marketing. It gives you the real skills and the real strategies that you need to be successful and grow a business. So if you are interested in network marketing, if you're looking for a team who's creating breakthroughs, visit hbvitalityshow.com. Again, hbvitalityshow.com. See you there.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
I feel good that I'm keeping myself informed.
The Conservative Underground.
Tune in to The Conservative Underground on the Contra Radio Network, Sundays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is John Jeffers. Join me for The Jeffers Brief, right here on the Contra Radio Network.
Catch The Jeffers Brief Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Contra Radio Network.
Black Metal Firearms are a couple guys I know personally and friends of mine that put together some great accessories for all your firearms needs. Everything that I've seen them do is just top-notch and very nice looking. BlackMetalFirearms.com. Check them out. I think you'll be glad you did. Go to Facebook, Black Metal Firearms. They got a great page there too. Learn more about the workmanship and the craftsmanship they put into every accessory and every build they do.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to MLM, the good, the bad, the truth. I am your host. My name is Daniel J. And here we explore the unknown depths of multi-level marketing and network marketing. We touch the taboo topics. We go the places no one else is willing to go. Normally, if you get on something that talks about network marketing and you mention a Ponzi scheme, you are instantly blacklisted. So we'll see how many episodes they let me get out here. But truth be told, I love network marketing. I love multi-level marketing. And I'm willing to get the truth about it out there because I believe there's people out there just like me. And even once they know the truth, they're still going to be willing to do it. Because I got sick of the hype. I got sick of the lies. I got sick of the scams. And no one would just tell me the truth. No one would look me in the eye and say, Daniel, this is going to be hard work. You know, the first 6 months building your business, you're going to have to do the exact opposite of what the dream is. I mean, what's the dream? To build residual income so you can sit on a beach all day, you know, do a couple posts and live the dream. But to build up to that, you're going to have to put in 16-hour days for the next 3 to 6 months to build up this system. And once you have a system and once you have a list of people and once you have an audience, then you can start to live that network marketing lifestyle. But everyone wants that lifestyle right now. And every sponsor I ever had said, I can have it right now. I just have to believe enough or have the right why. You know, they never actually gave me a real plan or understanding to get there. And that's what this show is here. That's what this is all about. And these beginning episodes, we're getting a solid understanding and a basis of what network marketing is. Because the more we know about it, the better we can equip ourselves for success. So right now what we're talking about actually is we're going to talk about Ponzi schemes, we're going to talk about pyramid schemes, and then we're going to talk about network marketing and multi-level marketing because they are completely different things. When you take a look into what each one of these things is, completely different. So let's start off with the Ponzi scheme. You know, we all hear the Ponzi scheme, and of course, if you're like me, we think Charles Ponzi, early 1900s. That's who they named the Ponzi scheme after. And I'll be honest, I can't believe there's not a Hollywood movie out there called Ponzi. You know, now that I'm putting this on the airwaves, we'll probably see this movie in a couple years, but they need a movie out there about this guy Ponzi and this first Ponzi scheme. But believe it or not, before Chuck Ponzi came out, there was this lady named Elizabeth Howe. And she started this bank that she only allowed unmarried women to deposit into her bank. And this was in the late 1800s. And she said, you know, she wanted to boost up, you know, the female community. She wanted to give single women the opportunity to have a place to invest their money. So as women invested money, she said there was Quaker charities, you know, going on in the background. And that's why she could give people 8% returns. But it turns out where these returns were coming from were the new investors. In fact, she was not using their money to make more money at all. In fact, she had the exact same amount of money, but she just told the old investors that she was making all this money when in fact it was just the new investors' money. Here comes that same thought again here in the early 1920s with Charles Ponzi. And originally he started off and it was like a postage stamps. You know, I'm not exactly sure how it worked, but he could buy postage stamps like overseas or something and then instantly sell them here in America for, you know, more money. It was like instant arbitrage. So he started off getting investors so he could buy these stamps and resell them for more money. But then somewhere along the way, I don't know if the stamp stopped working or if he just thought he could make more money. But instead of investing into the stamps, he just started to bring in more and more investors. And before he knew it, I don't know the whole story here, but I think before he knew it, he didn't realize what was happening. But all of a sudden, millions of dollars were tied up into this Ponzi scheme. And, you know, only one of two things happens when a Ponzi scheme gets too big. You know, either it all just collapses in on itself, or the originator of the Ponzi scheme sees it's about to collapse, grabs all the cash and runs. So the basis of a Ponzi scheme is that you're going to invest money and get a high return on your investments. And normally you believe you're getting a high return on your investment because there's some secret strategy. There's some magic thing happening in the background that you don't get to know about, but you can invest in it for these guaranteed high returns. But in reality, there is no returns. The money's just coming from the new investors. So when you think about a Ponzi scheme, I mean, that's completely different than a pyramid scheme. So with a pyramid scheme brings people in with the understanding that you're getting paid with new members coming in. So there's no products, there's nothing like that. It's just complete cash being exchanged. And amazingly, you still see pyramid schemes like this alive and going on today. And they call themselves gifting programs or cash funding programs. And the way it works is, hey, you know what? You give me $1,000 and then we'll go out there and we'll help, you know, I'll help you find someone, give you $1,000. You know, when they do the presentation and the pitch, it sounds a little bit more attractive like that, but it's always based on the idea of, you know, you go out there and get two people who get two people who get two people, and then you can cash out and run. So with pyramid schemes, it's often a one-time investment. You know, oftentimes it's a one-time investment of $5, but a lot of times you see one-time investments of $1,000 or $5,000 to get started. And, you know, just like the Ponzi scheme, inevitably, eventually, there's just not enough people to fund it, and there's not enough people coming in from the bottom, and everything just collapses. Because, I mean, think about the pyramid scheme model. I mean, think about multiplying the number 2 by itself even 15 times, and the numbers get too big that it can never feed itself. And the thing with pyramid schemes, and I see this all the time online, where people think, oh, you know, if we just get a group of people and we all put $100 in, you know, we all can get rich. And it's like, no, it doesn't matter how many people you get. If you all put $100 in, the most all of you can take out is $100. You know, there's no magic business or magic system where everyone can put in $100, but then all of a sudden magically can get rich. You can never get more out of it than you put in. So if you want to do some pyramid scheme and you say, you know, I want to make $10,000. You know, I'm paying $1,000 to get in this pyramid scheme. I want to make $10,000. 10 people have to pay $1,000 for one person to make $10,000. And then those 9 other people still have made nothing. So for the next person to make $10,000, 10 more people have to join. So now 2 people have made $10,000, but there's 18 people who have made nothing. So now for the next, does this make sense how these numbers never work out? So I hope this is starting to click, and I hope you're starting to think, okay, if I want to make residual income and build a business, I got to do this the real way. I'm going to show you how to do that. But before that, a quick break from our sponsor. We'll see you guys in a minute. Hey there, it's Daniel J. And this program is brought to you by the HB Vitality team. Where the core of our company and our team and what we do is our products. If you don't have a product that people love and people keep ordering, then you don't have a business. Visit hbvitalityshow.com for more info. Again, that's hbvitalityshow.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Talking the issues and taking the hit. The Two Crazy Guys.
Catch The Two Crazy Guys right here on Contra Radio Network, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is John Jeffers. Join me for The Jeffers Brief right here on the Contra Radio Network.
Catch The Jeffers Brief Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Contra Radio Network.
Welcome back to MLM, the good, the bad, the truth. I am your host. My name is Daniel J. And if you've been listening along, you know, we've been diving deep into exactly, you know, how does all of this work? You know, you go online and you try to look into make money from home or network marketing or multi-level marketing. And it's a never-ending rabbit hole. I mean, you can search for hours and not get answers. And that's what we are here for. We're covering the basics. We're giving you the truth. We're giving you the information you need to decide if network marketing is right for you. So in this show, what we already covered is what a Ponzi scheme is. And a Ponzi scheme is where you think you're making, you make a return on your investment. You're not sure how, but you know you're making a return on your investment. But in reality, the returns are only coming from new investors who come in. We talked about what a pyramid scheme is. And what a pyramid scheme is basically people just trying to exchange cash. You know, you give me $1,000 and then we'll go help you get two people who each give you $1,000. So if that's the case, you know, if that's what those two things are, you know, what is network marketing? You know, what is multi-level marketing? You know, what makes it different? And with network marketing, there is always a product involved. If there is no product involved, then it is not network marketing. I don't know what you have. I don't know what you want to call it. But network marketing, there is always some kind of product involved. And the majority of the time, it's a consumable product, meaning it's a product that you order every single month, you know, something like health and beauty products, you know, something like vitamins, you know, and actually health and wellness and vitamins, I would say that covers 80% of network marketing companies. A lot of household cleaning products, and things like that just dominate this industry. And why is that? Because they realize once you get to an empty bottle, you have to reorder again. You know, if you're selling something, you know, like TVs or, you know, microphones, you know, maybe someone buys a microphone, you know, once every 4 years, or someone buys a new TV once a year. You know, you're always looking for that next sale. But when you put products in front of people they like and they use monthly, that means residual income. That means every month for years to come, you're going to keep getting a check in the mail off this person making the decision to use these products once. And, you know, that's one of the powers of network marketing. And again, like we talked about at the beginning, you know, what is network marketing? It's people buying and using products and building a downline of people who do the same. So in network marketing, it starts off with the company, and the company says, we have this product that we want to sell to the world. You know, we have a couple different options to be able to sell it. You know, we can try to get it on store shelves. You know, we can pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in advertising, or we can build a network of people and pay them commissions when they go out there and share our products for us. And I want to talk about this part of network marketing. You know, so many people get into it, you know, oh, I'm in network marketing, I'm an entrepreneur, hashtag boss babe. And, you know, when you're in a network marketing company, you're able to do a lot of things like an entrepreneur can do. You know, you don't have a boss, you don't have to clock in. No one's paying you by the hour. If you show up to work, it's up to you. You know, you only get paid when you get a sale. So in that sense, you know, it's like being an entrepreneur, but also it's not entrepreneurship. You don't own a business. You're a commission-based sales rep for the company who's also able to go out there and recruit other commission-based sales reps and earn commissions off them. But you can't say I'm a business owner, I'm an entrepreneur. I mean, did you name the company? Did you come up with the design of the package? Did you come up with what's in the products? Did you get to test the products before they went to market? Did you get to do, you know, did you decide who's in accounting? Did you come up with the compensation plan? Did you decide who's on the leadership board? The answer to all of this is no. And, you know, you have to be okay with that. And, you know, so many people, this is what makes network marketing and multi-level marketing unattractive to so many people. And this is why when you tell people about it, they go, I don't want to do that pyramid scheme. It's because at some point in their life, someone came up to them and said, you know, will you join my opportunity? It's going to change your life. We have the best products ever. And they said, you know, I'm just not interested in that. And that person said, what do you mean? Why are you hating on my dreams? You just don't understand me. Why are you crushing my business I started and my entrepreneurial spirit? And the person's like, that's not what I was doing at all. I'm just not interested. And here's kind of the difference you have to think. You know, if I were to start, let's say I went to school to be a barber. You know, I wanted to learn how to cut hair. I've been cutting hair all my life. You know, I'm pretty good at it. I went to school for it. I opened up a little barber shop. You know what? If I had some friends and family who lived close to there, who needed their hair cut, I would hope that they would come to me. Being my friends and family, I would expect them to support me. If I spent my whole life becoming a chef or learning how to cook, and I opened up a restaurant, you know, I would expect my friends and family to be there on opening night. However, if I just found some salon or some barber shop one day, or I just found some restaurant one day, and realized if I gave someone this card, say, hey, if you get your hair cut at this barber shop, we'll give you $5. You know, every time you refer someone to us, we'll give you $5. And if I went to my friends and family, like, you got to go eat at this restaurant because I'll get a commission. And they're like, well, you know, I'm not really that into Thai food. You know, or that's really out of my way and not in my part of town. And my response was, how come you don't support me and my dreams? You know, I can't have dream killers like you in my life. You know, think about that difference and that distinction. But the problem with network marketing companies is that it's a pro and a con. And, you know, everything is pros and cons. And network marketing companies, they give you so much fake ownership over this company that it becomes a part of you. And you want that because you want a business that you can feel like it's your own. I mean, network marketing, you can market it however you want. You can build it however you want. You get plugged into this company someone else created, and you are your own entrepreneur as you're generating your own leads and building your own list and servicing your customers and answering questions and building sales funnels. It does become your own business. But at the same time, you shouldn't take so much ownership of it that you push your friends, that you push your family out of your life because they're not interested and they don't support it. You know, if they don't support it, that is okay. I mean, if you're really into fishing, are you going to get mad at one of your friends because they don't want to go fishing with you? Are you going to cut off a relationship over that? You know, I hope not. And this is why this radio station's here. Well, it's not the station, but I guess this radio show, I should say. It's probably why the whole station is here based on what I'm hearing and the other things on here. It's so people can get the truth about what's going on and talk to people with the same ideas, who understand the same things, who have the same goals and want to work towards the same things. And that's what network marketing is. It's finding your audience of people who want those same goals as you. We're gonna get back to that exact topic in just a moment here, but before that, a word from our sponsor. Daniel J. with HB Vitality, where we grow your downline for you. We have a team site ranking for hundreds of keywords. When new members find it and sign up, we rotate who gets the sign up so we all grow a downline. Visit hbvitalityshow.com for details. Again, that's hbvitalityshow.com.
So, are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
This is Contra Radio Network, internet radio for the discerning prepper and patriot.
Hey everybody, it's Daniel J. Welcome back to MLM, the good, the bad, it's the truth. That's what we're getting out here. We're exploring the entire depths of network marketing, multi-level marketing, so that way, once you know everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, the pros, the cons, if you decide it's still something that you want to do, then we're going to show you exactly how to do it. And just like we talked about throughout this episode, you know, what network marketing is. You know, it's not a Ponzi scheme. It's not a pyramid scheme. It's multi-level marketing. It's people who buy and use products and grow a downline of people who want to do that same thing. And for me, I got it. I wanted to be a part of it, but I was never able to find success in it. And I was never able to realize, you know, how come I'm not able to do this? You know, I seem to have all the skills required to be successful in network marketing. You know, my entire life, I could always have sales jobs. You know, I started off like 15 years old selling magazines over the phone. You know, then in college, you know, even though on the side I was trying to do network marketing to pay the bills, I was working over the phones doing political donations. You know, then I did mortgages over the phone and gold and silver over the phone. And I could have all these jobs and I could be successful at them. But for some reason in network marketing, I could never have any success. And I realized no matter what company it was, they gave me the same broken strategies to follow. And if you've ever been in network marketing, you've ever been in multi-level marketing, what's the first thing they tell you to do? Make your list. Get out your pen and paper. You gotta call the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, every person you have ever met or said hello to, or who is in your yearbook, or who's ever seen your Facebook profile, your LinkedIn profile, anyone who's ever texted you, anybody they're related to, anybody those people might be friends with, that is your list. I'll be honest, that's the worst list in the world. You know, at this point, let's go back to, you know, if that's your list, you might as well just go door to door. But the problem is, you know, why is this list of people you know and your contact list, why is it slightly better than going door to door? Because the people on your contact list, they know you, they like you, they trust you, they've met your family, they've met your kids, they've met your parents, they've met your brother, they've watched you grown up, they know where you've gone to school. You know, when you're going door to door, you're talking to complete strangers. So here it is, folks. Get out the pen and paper. No, get out a magic marker. Get out a permanent. Get out a Sharpie. Write this on the wall. Write this somewhere that you're gonna see it and remember it. Because the key to network marketing is building a list of 100 people who know, like, and trust you who are also interested in network marketing. That's the key. If you have 100 people who are interested in network marketing, who also know, like, and trust you, you can start to get results in your business. But the problem is nobody has any idea how to grow that list. And the problem is they're wandering around Walmart. Do you keep your options open? Are you interested? What you have to do is be able to find people who already want network marketing. And there's two ways to do it. You can do it for free, or you can pay to do it. And it doesn't matter which way you do it, it comes down to relationship building. There's two things I was told when I started network marketing, and I fought these two things. I fought them tooth and nail. I did not want them to be true. And it was literally one of the first things I've ever heard. And it wasn't until 16 years later, when I finally understood these concepts and I finally started applying these concepts to my business, that I finally started to get results. That now I'm finally starting to be able to create my breakthrough. Finally, I'm able to recruit people. Finally, the people I'm able to recruit are able to recruit too. You know, finally, I'm surrounded by people who are excited about this industry, this opportunity, this company, this training that we're doing, because I found a target market of people that this makes sense to. And one of the biggest things I learned is that people don't join businesses. People join people. It doesn't matter what business you do until you learn to tell your story, until you learn to talk about your struggles. And this is why you need a why that makes you cry. You don't make your goals so you can write them down and hide them. Your goals become your marketing plan. Your why that makes you cry, that is what you talk about. People want to follow someone who's going somewhere. People want to follow someone with a vision. And if you're just sticking your toe in the water, thinking, oh, maybe this will work, maybe this won't, you're always going to be struggling to recruit. But when you have that why that makes you cry and you share it with others, and as I get out there and share with people that I can't go back to corporate America, you know, network marketing is not perfect. But the other option, if I don't do network marketing, then tomorrow I have to put together a resume so I can go back to corporate America and put my son in daycare. That's the only other option. That is my why that will make me cry. And that's the message I want to get out there so I can find people just like me who have that same passion as me, who have struggled in network marketing for so many years, waiting to have their breakthrough. Wondering, you know, why is this not working? I was told if I just hang out long enough that maybe I'll get lucky. I'll tell you, the key to success is not luck. You want luck? Go to Vegas. The odds of being successful in network marketing without learning the skills is zero. So if you're ready to do this, if you're ready to learn the skills, if you're ready to apply them, if you're ready to go through the grind to do what it takes, I'll tell you, it's worth it. I've seen the breakthroughs happen. I've seen the people walk across the stage with the big checks. I've figured out the strategies they are using, and I'm applying them and having my breakthrough right now. Again, once you're able to start recruiting people, once people start coming to you, and once you do it the right way, people don't ask, is this a pyramid scheme? How much? Oh, it costs money. Oh, there's an auto ship. You know, you find the right target market who says, I don't care if there's those things. I'm going to do it anyway because I have the goal and the determination for residual income. I understand the power of residual income, and I am willing to fight for it, knowing what the benefits can be. Putting in that hard work for 3 months, 6 months, a year, whatever it is, whatever it takes you, is going to be worth the rewards. But get used to being uncomfortable. You know, get comfortable to being uncomfortable and learning new skills and breaking out of the shell that you have, coming out of that cocoon. So you can be that butterfly of residual income, provide for yourself and the family the way that you've always dreamed possible, because it is possible. Once you know the right skills, you start applying them. And once you learn the strategies, if you apply them, it's impossible not to get results. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction, so learn the right actions to take. Continue listening to this radio station and this radio show. Again, my name is Daniel J. This is MLM, the good, the bad, the truth. We'll see you next week. Thanks.
You're locked on to the Contra Radio Network.